Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest. You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
Monica Matthew Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthew Show. Happy Monday to you. We're in the first week of June. Hope you've had a beautiful weekend. What is today, by the way? Is it the 5th? You know me and dates. They all run together. But welcome back. Life, love, and liberty. I will talk a little bit about all of that today, very briefly. I won't keep you long, and I do thank you for your time. And thank you for sharing my podcast, by the way. I am increasing my reach, and I have you to thank for that. So thank you very much for that. I'm still dealing with the fallout of COVID. And so I have, you know, if you guys have had to deal with this at all, especially you long COVIDers, this has been a very interesting trek. So I am overcoming COVID and all of its sad effects. And thankfully, I have a wonderful physician who has me by the hand, who is, you know, leading me in the green pastures and beside the still waters of what all of this is. I was part of a very lively Twitter space, putting it mildly, a few evenings ago, which Stu Peters, Laura Loomer, a few others came in and were debating about what was happening with regard to the vaccines. Was the vaccine, are the vaccines bioweapons? Was the actual virus a bioweapon? Excuse me. And so people kind of run the gamut with that. Most people are extremely ill-informed, even though there's in just mammoth amounts of data and truth tellers do abound. It's just that they're either completely assigned some type of a quack role or identity by others and the powers that be, or they just do not have the reach that mainstream media does. And so it's kind of interesting to watch this whole, you know, when this tsunami of nuts came our way digitally, in the way of information warfare, very interesting to see the reaction of people, which is really what its purpose to do, is to gather data and mine for data, because you are gold, right? We used to mine for gold, right? The precious metals. Well, you, my dear, dears, have become the precious metal, as it were, and so your habits, your thoughts, your feelings, your everything about you, your DNA, your body's reactions, when you rise, when you sleep, how long you're online, what do you talk about, who do you follow, how do you think, why do you think about that way? How well-educated are you? How uneducated are you? Are you a person of faith? Ultimately, you become a person of interest, right? Depending upon where you fall within the algorithmic silos. And none of that is godly, by the way. It's really not. Because, and you know how I know, and I'm not speaking from the standpoint of all AI is of the devil, because you know me, I'm not an extremist that way. So I can be very black and white thinking on many things, particularly in my own life. But that's not one of them. So I'm not part of the spooky Christians who are afraid of all technology. I honestly believe, and I said it in a space the other evening, we should be harnessing technology for the purposes of the kingdom, right? And some of the church cannot figure that out, and so they're busy, you know, crying Maranatha or whatever that is, which I don't think some of you understand what that means, by the way. I see it in your Twitter handles, and it's interesting. Look that one up after the show, but some of you are waiting. Maybe it's not you if you're, you know, a devout follower, family member of mine, digitally speaking, then you hopefully are not one of these folks, Faith. But most Christians are simply waiting for the return of Christ, which is exactly what got us here. And I've been preaching that for the past 8 years on these airwaves. So that's, you know, we got to take ownership where ownership is due, and we got to repent from that. And so I believe that the powers that be are, in fact, utilizing things that could be used for the good of mankind, right? But we're going from the petrodollar to information mining and the human, you know, dollar, which will eventually just simply be based on all things digital. And I believe that is a wicked agenda, because it is for the sake of controlling you. It is for the sake of controlling humanity, period, whether it's climate, whether it's the wind, the seas, the earth, your ability to eat, your ability to prosper. I mean, the world system is busy playing God. That's what it's always done. But we're called to usher in the kingdom of our Heavenly Father now, which means that we don't live in terror and fear and dread around these things. We don't, you know, become extreme about them. You simply harness the ingenuity that lies within you and foster that in the hearts and the minds of others, and create opportunities for people to tap into that, whether it's through technology, it's through, you know, skills, trade skills, whether it's through education or, you know, jobs, you know, providing a better life for people. And the powers that be have never been interested in that, whether they're on this soil or someone else's. So that's nothing new, right? So we don't have to be afraid of that. So how do we overcome it, right? Because we're either overcoming or we are falling under something. And so as I'm, you know, I thought about what I wanted to talk about with you all today, and someone's really on my heart to share with you, because it's, this person is indicative of the real tragedy, which is the loss of life, the loss of fellowship. And I mean life more abundant, right? COVID really, the fallout from COVID, for whether you believe it's a bioweapon or it's not, whatever, again, if you missed that space, I'm not sure it was recorded, to be honest with you, but it was pretty lively. And you know, if Stu Peters is part of a group and he just literally popped in, then it's going to be lively. And he does believe that President Trump is responsible, single-handedly for the things that we see continuing to occur with the injections. The NIH just came out, just a few days ago, actually, with data regarding, this supposition that Stu actually, I believe, was the first person to break it with his documentary of What's in the Water. And you want to talk about people, you know, just laughing him out of town, comparing him to Alex Jones. And, you know, fair enough, some of their personality characteristics are similar. But and that can be, you know, a detriment for some people, because people haven't learned how to chew the meat and spit out the bones and receive the message, in spite of their biases toward the messenger or messengers. But, you know, Stu has been very vocal about what's in the water, about there being venom of types that are in these injections. And, you know, if full disclosure, when I first heard it, read it, watched it, I was like, I don't know. That's a little bit of a stretch. Right. And so I didn't really lose any sleep over it, and I didn't go to accusing him or, you know, demeaning his work, or, you know, my entire existence wasn't predicated upon whether or not Stu Peters got it right. So I would encourage you to take the same attitude. But as others have started to come forward, including but not limited to the NIH, their confession in writing just this week about what is in these injections, excuse me, that really trips people up. Right. So what's interesting though is that people will argue something to the death and not have any data points whatsoever. Like they've got little tidbits of things that they've heard here and there, but they're not open to receiving, like, whatever our capacity prior to COVID to actually transmit, receive, be a conduit for, of, be a receiver, whatever that functionality was of the human brain and soul and body, that has been diminished greatly since COVID. Getting back to this gentleman that I'm going to talk about in just a moment, in part of the larger fallout of COVID is what you're seeing now, which are people dying of not only interesting things, but loneliness. You know, loneliness. And so this man keeps popping up on my Twitter feed, and I have no idea who he is. I wasn't even following him at all. He does not follow me. He may now, I don't know, but he goes by the Duke of Clan Campbell of Glasgow and Argyll. And he says he's the distant blood relative of the British royal family. I don't think I'm going to be king anytime soon, question mark. There's only one true king, Jesus Christ, King of Kings. Amen. And so he joined Twitter, apparently, as of March 2023, and now has like 4,300 followers. But so I've been following this gentleman, and he's in a hospital, and he is not doing well, according to his tweets. Like, he believes that his prognosis is not positive, and in that his doctors came in and said that he has a 10 to 15% chance of survival. I am not sure of what the ailment is with this gentleman. I don't know. He usually posts pictures of himself with, with an oxygen tube in his nose, excuse me. And he shares what's going on, right? Like how he's feeling, what's, you know, his fears, terrors and all of that. And he says 9 hours ago, well, all my hopes are gone. I've just been told 10, maybe 15% chance of me surviving. They're putting a pump inside me and it could take my life at any time. I'm so scared. My family don't care about me and they left me. I'm going to die lonely. Those are his words. Then right after that, he tweets and says, I just spoke to the hospital chaplain and they are going to organize me getting baptized on my next hospital bed in the next couple of days. Please pray that I'm here to